Namaskaram listeners, this is Yashuna Yogi speaking and it's 8:05 p.m. here in Hyderabad and the weather is awesome, good. Today, I woke up at around 4:30 a.m. and did my bike ride. In fact, I had to skip a couple of intervals because I found it very tough to hold the pace and power, but I'm happy that I persisted with the workout and I finished it. So instead of 2 hours, I did 1 hour 35 minutes, which is good, and I hope to keep on improving on that. Well, today I had to create a few more workouts, write a few more stories, and lots of changes, one-on-ones, modifications. I have modified most of the plans. A few are still remaining. And I should be done with the plans by tomorrow. So hopefully everybody should get their customized plan by tomorrow. So that's one thing that I'm trying to finish tomorrow or maximum by Saturday. Well, a very hectic week, I would say, but still managed to learn something new, and I took time off in the evening today to read Reader's Digest and read a couple of very nice stories. So one of the stories was a pilgrimage to memoriam, two sisters' journey to connect with their late mother's soul. A very nice, very simple story. A Kerala family and the sister, you know, fulfilling their mother's wish. So that was a nice one. And then I also read The Secret Lives of Letters, and it was nice to know that A was actually written in an inverted A previously, and also E is the most used alphabet in the English dictionary. 11% is of the words have the letter E. So small tips like this, and of course, you know, the jokes that are there in this light-hearted. I also read The Best Defense Against Coronavirus, and it was written by Yuval Noah Harari. So he's an Israeli author, and what he said made a lot of sense, that we should not be thinking as an Indian or as a US or a Chinese or a German. We have to think in terms of being a global person and trying to win this pandemic in a united way, you know, rather than blaming each other, blaming each country. And he indirectly did blame the US government for trying to withdraw from, the World Health Organization, and trying to blame another country for it. So I do completely agree that, you know, at this juncture, every country has to support each other. And that's the only way forward that we can win over this pandemic. And such pandemics will keep on coming, and it's a normal thing. But I think, and we will survive this pandemic, but only if we show some respect to each other, and of course take good care of our people around us. So yes, that was one thing I read, and it was quite good. And there was one more story I had read. was about a grandfather who was actually working for Hitler. My family's secret past. A woman uncovers her grandparents' shocking history. Julie Lindhall. So yeah, that was another interesting story. So good day today to just, you know, do something apart from work. And I wanted to do something that can take my mind off the usual activities. And I didn't want to sit on the internet and keep browsing. You know, sometimes reading books like this is very refreshing. And I felt very nice and light after reading these stories. And so many lovely, you know, stories and dialogues. You know, very, very simple things. So, yeah, that's one thing I did today. The other thing that was crossing my mind, and in fact, two things that I did today. Let me come back to this one first. So when I was listening to the podcast, you know, which I usually do, I tried to create images of what the person is speaking about. So in one such podcast that was related to distraction, okay, where the podcaster was saying distraction is not opposite of focus. Distraction means, you know, there is traction and distraction. So there is traction that's happening towards it, and there's a distraction that happens. So, you know, that's what he defined distraction as. And he said there are two types of people who usually, you know, blame, or, you know, who can fall under this distraction category. One is a blamer and the other is a shamer. Blamer means a person who blames other people or other technologies or something for their distraction. And a shamer who says, blames himself and says, oh, I'm not good enough. I cannot do this. This is not my cup of tea and this is how I am. Blah, blah, blah. So, you know, and the way I remembered this shamer as well as, you know, blamer was when he told about blamer, I imagine a person pointing a finger at the other person. And shamer, I imagine a person covering his face. So that's how I brought these two images, vivid images, and I could remember, you know, what he was saying. So, yes, there was a series of things that he talked about, and I was just trying to create as many images in my mind as much as I could. It was tough, but I literally enjoyed that idea. And in fact, I was listening to one more podcast of a guy called John Venus. Now, how do I remember this name, John Venus? Was, again, I tried to picturize him, you know, I tried to picturize Venus as a planet, and, you know, Uncle John, famous Uncle John. So that's how I related his name. So now I remember his name, John Venus, and he was a vegan before, and then he converted himself back, or he transformed himself back into, you know, veganism plus eating meat. And he said that he doesn't want to be categorized in any of these categories, you know. And when he was a vegan builder, and he led a lot of people, influenced a lot of people towards veganism. And later on, when he converted or he started having meat, you know, he lost a lot of contracts and there was a lot of backlash that happened, and some people in Instagram started, you know, giving bad comments about him. And so that's how he still managed to sail through it. And it was a good story. But more important, you know, when he was speaking, I was just trying to create these images. You know, I was imagining him as a bodybuilder, you know, leading a lot of people with flags and you know, talking the word veganism and marching forward. And he was giving a speech. So, yeah, I mean, it was a very interesting exercise. And I think I'm going to do this more often and try to create this visual images so that I'm able to relate to things better and remember things faster. And I think that's a faster way to learn, you know, trying to use your left and right brain. So a new exercise that I did today. And the other thing which I am practicing or trying to practice, and it's just day one today, I would say, is talk less and do more. So, you know, that's one thing that I really want to master. I personally feel I talk a lot, and I want to reduce my talking so that it's more effective rather than just giving plain yarn, you know. So I have set certain ground rules for myself, specifically, you know, when I'm with my family, with my kids, I always count on the words that I'm going to speak, and I want to make sure that I use my words more effectively rather than, you know, lose the importance of it. So for example, if you tell your son, get up, get up, get up, get up, you know, you lose that importance of your power of word, right? So I want to reduce that and maybe just use one or twice, get up, and then leave it there. And also use this, you know, the power of the conscious mind to get things done rather than, you know, be too vocal about it. So this is one thing that I'm trying to practice, you know, today added. I would say I was 15% successful, but yes, you know, there's a start and you keep on improving over that. So that's going to be my target: talk less, do more. And obviously I'm going to create a Be Your Own Champion video about it, and it's going to be funny. I assume it's going to be funny. I feel it's going to be funny. I don't know. It depends on the viewers. And I have thought about two more videos that I want to make for Be Your Own Champion, which I will eventually shoot. And I love creating this Be Your Own Champion videos because I think that's a good way to send a message across to people in a lighthearted manner, you know, without sounding too arrogant, without sounding like, you know, look where I am or look who I am and look who you are. I'm trying to make fun of myself and, you know, to tell people it's okay that, you know, to make fun of yourself and also, you know, get a message across. So that's been my sincere attempt. I don't know how far it's going to go. But yeah, I'm going to keep trying to do different things. So yes, that's how my overall day went. It was good. I had a couple of meetings today. And you know, they went well. I had a meeting with Radhika, I had a meeting with Dr. Samta, and a few one-on-one calls. So, yes, I'm pretty happy with how things have spanned across. Of course, pivoting is on top of my mind, and I'm always seeing, you know, or looking for things that I can improve in the training plan, in whatever I'm doing, to my day-to-day activities. So I really want to keep on going forward. Well, that's it from my side. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. And I'm so happy that people are still listening to my podcast without even sending the link in the WhatsApp group. So guys, thank you. Please give me your feedback, whatever it is, good, bad, ugly. I would definitely want to learn and improve and try to be good at speaking. I know, you know, because of y'all, I'm still motivated to talk about the things that I do. And hopefully, you know, my podcast should be amongst the top soon, I suppose. It's not that I'm working towards it in any way, but I just love to talk and give some words of advice and share my experiences, my highs, my lows. So great, guys. Thank you so much. And I will see you tomorrow for the yoga session. Bye-bye.